You're listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
You're listening to News Talk Tonight with fill-in host Tamara Cherry. But what are you watching this weekend? I know what I'm going to be watching tomorrow, and I hope that Richard Krause liked it because I'm anxiously waiting. Richard Krause joins us now because we want to know whether he likes the movies that we're planning on seeing this weekend. Richard is going to tell us the movies. Myself and producer Tony and technical producer Noah are going to guess what rating Richard gave it. And then he's going to show his cards. Hello, Richard. Welcome.
Killers of the Flower Moon, the new film from Martin Scorsese and starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, and Lily Gladstone, and now playing in theaters, is set in 1920s Oklahoma and depicts the serial murder of members of the oil-wealthy Osage Nation, a string of brutal crimes that came to be known as the Reign of Terror.
The Osage took their name from Missouri and Osage Rivers. New Kanska, children of the middle waters. Move, said the great white father. There are many, so many hungry wolves. Can you find the wolves in this picture?
Okay, so I am hoping that this one is like a 5 out of 5 because my husband and I are going to be forking over probably close to $50 just on babysitter fees for this epic 3.5 hour movie. I'm gonna go with 4.5 stars. Noah, what are you thinking for this one?
I'm gonna base my judgment off the time, so 3.5.
Oh, okay. Ooh. What about you, Tony?
Star-studded. I mean, Robert De Niro, right there. Star-studded. It sounds interesting. Historical. I'm going to give it a 4.
All right, Richard. What did Richard think of this movie?
The murderous real-life scheme behind Killers of the Flower Moon is the most depraved crime and villain Martin Scorsese has ever essayed on film. The wholesale murder for money is driven not just by greed, but also by white supremacy, oppression of culture, and a diabolical disregard for human life. It is pure evil, manipulated by the character played by Robert De Niro, who is the smiling face of doom. De Niro has played dastardly characters before, but he's never been this vile. And this is an actor who once played the devil in Angel Heart. Killers of the Flower Moon earns its 3.5 hour runtime with a classically made, multiple perspective, slow burn of a crime story that sheds light on and condemns the brutal treatment of indigenous people. And that's why I gave the movie, now playing in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars.
Ooh, very nice. Martin Scorsese. Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently produced by Apple Original Films. So yes. Apple's getting into the movie theater business.
Yes, and this is apparently supposed to be Leonardo DiCaprio's best performance yet. So that's, wow. That says something. I very much look forward to this. All right, what do we have coming up next?
In the Pigeon Tunnel, a new documentary now streaming on Apple TV+, David Cornwell, a.k.a. spy novelist John le Carré, opens up to Oscar-winning documentarian Errol Morris for the author's final interview, reflecting on the influence he took from his father's life as a con man.
It's terribly difficult to recruit for a secret service. You're looking for somebody who's a bit bad, but at the same time loyal. There's a type, and I fitted perfectly. When I was in MI6, it wasn't enough for me. So what I did was reinvent the secret world and fill my own people with it.
Maybe this is an interrogation. Maybe I am self-deceived.
I don't know. But I'll answer any question you wish me to answer as truthfully as I can.
Okay, I had not heard of this movie yet, but I am intrigued. I'm gonna go with 3.5. What about you guys, Tony?
I mean, like the behind the scenes spy movie. I am liking this. I'm hoping Richard went as high as 4 on this one.
Ooh. Noah,
I'm gonna take the low end and say 3.
Okay, what do we got?
On the surface, this is a look at an extraordinary life. But beyond the well-told stories, the real insight comes with how Jean Le Carré sees the world. It doesn't matter if the biographical details are true or not. What matters is his perception. It is how Jean Le Carré sees himself that is important and revealing. The Pigeon Hunter is as compelling as any Jean Le Carré novel. Jean Le Carré knows how to tell a tale and, like any good spy, knows what details to include and which to hide away. Morris doesn't attempt to chip away at the facade or get to the underlying truth because he knows, in the hands of a master storyteller, a good story is a good story, whether it's true or not. And that's why I gave The Pigeon Tunnel, now streaming on Apple TV Plus, 4 out of 5 stars.
Wow. Another 4 out of 5. I don't even know if we need to hear about this third movie, guys. Who has time when we already have 2 movies we have to see? But okay, let's hear it. What's the next one?
In Anatomy of a Fall, a courtroom drama thriller now playing in theaters, Sandra, Samuel, and son Daniel have been living in a remote mountain location for a year. When Samuel is found dead outside the house, an investigation of death in suspicious circumstances is launched. Amidst the uncertainty, Sandra is indicted. Was it suicide or was it homicide?
I need you to be precise. Tell me everything.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. I think he fell off that third floor. The window's open.
The autopsy report is inconclusive. An accidental fall is going to be hard for us to defend. That's why there's an investigation for a more suspicious death. Because you were the only person there. And of course, you're his wife.
Stop. I did not kill him.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
Hey, what are you thinking? Was that Noah or Tony?
That was Tony.
Tony, you got to go first now. What are you thinking for this one?
That's not the point. I'm going to say 3.5. It does sound interesting. It's like very mysterious. And just the audio. I mean, we haven't even seen the preview. Just the audio of the previews. Yeah, so.
Yeah, the audio is very good. Noah, what say you?
I'm actually going to go the other way. I thought it sounded like a panting dog throughout the whole trailer. So I'm going to go 2.5.
How many stars did you give it, Tony?
I went 3.5.
3.5, 2.5. I'll go 3. How about 3? What say you, Richard?
Anatomy of a Fall is not a Law and Order style procedural. As director Justine Truette moves through the story, the courtroom framework becomes a backdrop for a captivating study of human behavior. The film isn't asking if Sandra is guilty of murder or not. It's more interested in why we, as the observer, might pass judgment on the character one way or the other. Placing the onus of judgment on the viewer is a fascinating way to subvert the procedural genre. At 2 hours and 30 minutes, Anatomy of a Fall may test some viewers' patience as it slowly layers detail upon detail, both procedurally and personally, but for the patient audiences, it does offer up an interesting mystery and an opportunity to examine personal biases. And that's why I gave Anatomy of a Fall, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, there we go. There we have it. All right. You guys, we've got just less than a minute left, but I'm wondering if you have any tips for me as I go see this epic 3.5-hour movie tomorrow. I mean, we get the Costco tickets, so that comes with a drink and a popcorn. I'm definitely going to be getting another snack, but what else do I need to get me through a 3.5-hour movie? Aside from reclining seats.
Go to the bathroom when you're at home. Go to the bathroom when you get to the theater. Because
I've had 3 children. I'll be going to the bathroom multiple times.
Yeah, 3.5 hours is a long time to sit in your seat. Just be patient. I mean, I think it's a bit of a slow burn of a movie, but it'll be very interesting for you. So just be patient through it and just take it all in because there's a lot there to enjoy. So, yeah.
All right. Wonderful words of wisdom. Thank you, guys. Tony, Noah, and of course, Richard Krause. Coming up after the break, it's Slow News Day with producer Tony Tedesco. I'm Tamara Cherry in for Jim Richards.